11 o'clock this morning for playback at this time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers in for Celeste Quinn. We've got severe weather moving through the area. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for most of the WILL severe weather coverage area, a good chunk of it at least. 9 o'clock Eastern, because it includes almost all of Indiana as well. We'll get a look at the forecast, and after that you can talk to Ed. Give meteorologist Ed Keyser your call, and custom forecast could be yours for wherever you may be going in the near or not-so-near future over the weekend or so. We will be able to answer your weather questions. So keep that in mind after a look at AM 580 News at 12:31. More rain is hitting parts of Illinois, already struggling to hold back floodwaters from rising rivers. National Weather Service meteorologist Kirk Heddle says the inch of rain expected today will just aggravate water levels in southeast Illinois near the Indiana border. Heddle says there's flooding in at least five southeast counties, Richland, Lawrence, Jasper, Crawford, and Clark. In the city of Lawrenceville, residents are still under a boil order because of a broken water system. But the city clerk in Lawrenceville, Don Wagner, says problems because of flooding in Illinois pale in comparison to the deluges swamping Iowa. Governor Blagojevich visits flood-affected areas in Lawrenceville this afternoon before he goes across the state to see flood damage in Quincy. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, meanwhile, is due to get a firsthand look at flood damage in Indiana today. Governor Mitch Daniels' office says R. David Paulison is traveling to flood-ravaged areas of the Midwest and is expected to arrive in Indiana this afternoon. Daniels will meet Paulison in Martinsville at the state's Disaster Assistance Center there. Emergency volunteers have already radiated from central Illinois to areas hit hardest by flooding, and the area Red Cross chapter is bracing for more calls for help. Spokeswoman Vicki Perry in Peoria says 11 volunteers from the Peoria and Champaign areas are already in Indiana, Wisconsin, and Iowa. On the requests of chapters there, they're helping in shelters, working in public affairs, and handing out meals. Perry expects the Cedar Rapids, Iowa chapter may ask for more help.
So if they don't have enough volunteers to handle the relief operation locally, then through our national system of Red Cross chapters, those other volunteers are pulled from other neighboring Red Cross chapters, and they pull them from closer chapters first to minimize the expense of bringing in volunteers and housing and things like that.
Perry says there are hundreds of trained volunteers in central Illinois, but for some, their schedules and responsibilities keep them from leaving for volunteer work for now, and that leaves people here in the area in case emergencies pop up closer to home. One of the jurors at R. Kelly's child pornography trial was called before the judge today to answer questions after an outburst during dinner last night. Judge Vincent Gaughan hastily convened a hearing this morning to tell prosecutors and defense attorneys the man had become violent last night. After the defense objected to the juror's dismissal, the judge said he could stay on the jury. Deputies told the court that the juror became frustrated by slow service during dinner and started banging a bottle against a table and cursing. The judge asked the juror for an explanation and admonished him when he giggled as he answered. Gaughan asked him, "Do you have any mental problems?" The juror replied, "No." Gaughan called the other 11 jurors back into court, and they said they could continue working with the juror. After being in prison since 1995 for the murder of an Illinois State University student, Alan Beeman may be moving toward freedom. The McLean County State's Attorney, Bill Yoder, has reportedly decided not to ask for a review of an Illinois Supreme Court decision last month to scrap Beeman's conviction in the murder of Jennifer Lockmiller. Beeman's attorney yesterday said that Yoder wasn't pursuing the case. The next step is for Beeman to be released from the Dixon Correctional Center and be returned to McLean County, where his attorneys will ask that he be released on bond. Beeman was sentenced to 50 years for Lockmiller's 1993 stabbing and strangling. The state high court ruled evidence used by prosecutors was weak and violated his right to due process. Justices said prosecutors didn't reveal evidence about another possible suspect. The Illinois Labor Department has given the green light for a popular amusement park ride. Jenna Dooley has that story.
The yo-yo ride is a mainstay at the Illinois State Fair and other venues around the state. The yo-yo ride features swings that spin around and up and down a metal pole. A similar ride collapsed last month in California, injuring nearly two dozen people. So state officials decided to put a freeze on any yo-yo rides in Illinois so they could be reinspected. Anjali Julka is with the State Labor Department. She says anyone concerned with the safety of a ride can do a simple check.
Look out for the Illinois Department of Labor's permit sticker, the 2008 permit sticker. It's orange, and you can ask to see it on the ride, and that way you know that our department's been out there to inspect that ride.
Julka says so far the three yo-yo rides tested have passed. The State Labor Department will continue to inspect more yo-yo rides in coming weeks. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30 Central. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Radio Maria Restaurant at downtown Champaign. Radio Maria serves dinner and tapas every evening, lunch on Fridays and Saturdays from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and a Sunday brunch. More information is available at RadioMariaRestaurant.com.
It's 12:36 on the Afternoon Magazine, and as you are familiar with now, it's almost becoming like a song played over and over again. That static in our air signal, meaning thunderstorms are coming through again. Meteorologist Ed Kieser is in the weather office, and we've already been following some severe weather even